recording timed out at 60 minutes.
Oh, I was wondering what that voice was. And
yeah, no, Google records everything. Make sure I'm not, like, promising you 100 sales next month, stuff like that.
Right, right. They're like, all right, this guy's been on the phone for a minute. Let's listen.
Yeah, but it times out after an hour. But what I was saying, though, is, yeah, just find somebody that you get along with, because you're going to want somebody. The only way you learn really how to do your taxes the right way is by sitting down with the tax person and then going through it and actually having somebody that's explaining it to you instead of just like, hey, you pay me and I'll file your taxes and here it is, because they make mistakes too. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you also want to look over and try to find, especially with four kids, as many things as you could write off as possible. As a business expense, or like if the receipt's kind of vague on what you bought, then write it off. You know what I mean? if it's gas, even if it's the gas for the family car, like getting them to and from or wherever you got to go, you know, write it off. Get as many write-offs as you can. That's the advantage of being a business owner, is if you do it the right way, you don't really have to pay out or receive anything in return for taxes.
Okay.
If you do it the right way. Or you can overpay them.
Right, so that means we'd have to
then
keep all their receipts and stuff, correct?
Exactly, yeah. That's why they ask you, especially like when you go to a gas station, they almost always ask you if you want the receipt, in case it's a business truck or something like that. So, I mean, you want
right.
to keep those, but that's why I was telling you also earlier, if you guys have a business card, and then everything that you've put on that business card is documented. So you can get a financial statement from your bank and just give that to your tax person and just filled with write-offs.
Right, yeah. You know, we've actually, I try to sign up for that, EIN number?
Yeah.
Right, so we could get the business bank account.
Right.
But because of the type of business we are, because we're so broad spectrum in what we offer,
right,
they weren't able to do it over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He needed to call, and I'm like, I can't make that call for you. That's for you to make that call, and he just hasn't done it.
You guys probably want to finish the license first and then knock all that out.
Okay, so that's what you suggest, do the contractor license first?
Yeah, and then knock it all out, because you're going to put yourself in a general contractor category that's going to be like, okay, this bank account might be taking thousands of $1,000 transactions. That's pretty much why they do that.
Okay.
You know? So.
That makes sense.
Yeah, get the license first, then go down there and get the business account knocked out. But that's always something that you guys can talk to me about later in the future, too. I mean, I imagine we're still going to be working together at that point.
I do believe.
So I got the client interview. I sent you an invitation for tomorrow between 10 and 11 Pacific Standard Time. Did you get that?
I did.
Okay. They're going to send you an automated message about 1 hour prior to that appointment just to confirm. Like I said, I would like to have you and Kenneth both there, but obviously if it's just one or the other, that's totally fine. I'll call you first, and then I'll introduce you to that client interview technician, and I'll transfer you over, and they'll basically walk you through it from there.
Okay.
And then your PIN verification was sent out, so you should receive it about this time next week. Like I said, I need the 5-digit number on the back of that, so let me know when it comes in. And, all right, last thing we got to do is secure the payment. So how are you guys going to do that? Is that going to be with you or with Kenneth?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So it's going to be $449 exactly for Platinum Premier. That's going to come with the Google Ads, so that way we can hit Medford. And surrounding areas, you'll be able to target a lot more than Medford. You could basically go up to a 100-mile radius with this, so you guys are going to have to kind of do some cherry picking.
Okay.
But just make sure I got this right. We can always make it smaller, too, and we can always black out areas if you don't want to go there, so that way you're not showing up to those people. But we'll go over that during the client interview. For this business card or this current account, is it under your name or Kenneth's name?
I'm sorry, say that again.
It's okay. I said for the account that you guys are going to secure the payment with, is it under your name or Kenneth's name?
My name.
Okay, so it says Cheyenne Post. Is there any middle initial on the card?
N.
N, okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the PIN verification?
Yes.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it four numbers at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, 5178.
5178.
0590.
0590.
6291.
6291.
5955.
5955. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
0327.
0327, and then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
836.
836, okay. And then before I can authorize the transaction, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Sorry if it sounds like I'm yelling. I'm just trying to combat the noise that's coming from the other side.
My purpose.
Okay. All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Post Services.
Thank you. Your company is an LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay, we're going to have it listed that way. So it's going to say Pro Services LLC, and then it says, please state your name and title within the company.
Diane Post, manager?
Yep, that works. And then it says,
okay.
It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you and Kenneth are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertising while you're using our service?
Yeah.
Okay. So you kind of hesitated on that one. Okay. So I'll just kind of rephrase it. We know what you're already doing. We know about, like, Home Advisor and everything that you're already doing. It's just saying, like, okay, if you're going to add another service later on, which you shouldn't need. I've set you guys up with Platinum Premier. We're covering, like, all your bases. But just let us know and, like, double check so that way I can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing or, like, duplicating anything. Does that make sense?
Right. I know I am doing one. I paid for an entire year.
The Home Advisor by Angie?
No, actually. It was, let me look to see if I can see the email.
Like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack?
No, actually. It was, so they will send me random emails about where they put my stuff. Like, they'll put it on, like, travel.com, things that people don't really use.
Yeah,
it was the first place that, yeah, that got a hold of me, and we ended up going with it. A little bit irritated. Oh, it's Global Optimization Solutions.
Global Optimization. Okay. Yeah, that sounds a little weird.
Yeah. So, like, the last email they sent me was like, this is the seventh batch of their CEO workout. They put me in locals101.com, localadvertise.com, usafeature.com. So, like, they just put me in these random websites that aren't anything. So it was a waste of money.
Yeah, pretty much sounds like it, but that's okay. Like, we'll thread through those guys. Like, obviously, if a couple months down the line, I'm probably going to have a heart-to-heart with you and be like, look, just cancel Home Advisor, you know, if you guys aren't already on that boat. But, you know, the idea here is we want to keep your overhead as low as possible. We know what you're already doing now, so that's fine. If you guys want to keep that or if you want to cancel that, that's up to
you. Not paying them.
Okay, good. Yeah, if you're
Yeah, they wanted too much, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm like, I'm just not interested in this right now. They tried really hard to convince me, but they weren't as good as you.
Well, I'm flattered, but, but this is good. You know, you should be doing this anyway. You know, it's just about having the right people That's going
to
decide.
Well,
I'll tell
your boss after this. Like, listen to this recording. I should definitely be getting a raise.
they pay me good. Trust me. I was going to leave a few times because I have two companies outside of this. One that's hosted by my dad and one that's hosted by my father-in-law. So one's painting and one's a tree service. I run them both, and I do the advertising for both of them. So I answer those calls between calls sometimes.
Okay, so you essentially tell me how I should answer my phone.
I just say, hey, how's it going? How can I help you? I just try to be, you know, I don't know. I just kind of naturally, I think it's because I grew up in a big family that I'm just kind of like, what's up? You know? And
well,
it has to work.
I was the black sheep of my family, so I'm a little bit more enclosed, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm the glue guy. I'm the one that's like, all right, everybody, I don't care if I hate you all year. We're doing this Thanksgiving dinner. Like, whether you like it or not, you know.
So, I'm the one that shows up to Thanksgiving. They're like, oh, God, you came?
No. Oh, no. Yeah, no, all the kids love me. They hate that about me. I'm the favorite. My own kids get jealous of my nieces and nephews on the holidays. They always run up to me, Uncle Johnny. I'm like, yeah. Let's go play.
Okay,
like,
back off.
Yeah.
It's our dad.
I'm like, guess what? I don't like your dad either. Let's go play. Like.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, so I got the we're still on this voice verification. I'm sorry. But, yeah, just so you know, just saying, let us know before you do anything additional. That way we can make sure you're not paying for something you don't need or duplicating anything that we've already done for you.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. They do ask that you give it 2 months when you first sign up, usually for this type of package, but I removed that two-month contract. So it's at your own discretion. It's month to month. It says the initial or the payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. It's November 1st of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $449 for the Platinum Premier bundle, and I've waived the setup fee. It says when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the first day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $449 for as long as you are with us. So that will never go up or change.
I like that.
Yeah, it's always good. It's good savings. I didn't know what you said at first. I was like beep or sweet or. I was
like, okay, let's say something else, get a different response.
Yeah. I was like, oh no. And then it does state here, like, you can discontinue or cancel anytime because you guys aren't binded to a contract. There's no cancellation fee or penalty if you do decide to discontinue. I might cry a little bit. But, you know, that's okay. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So that concludes the voice verification. I'm going to try to authorize the first payment here while I have you on the line. If this clears your – okay. It came back as insufficient funds for this account.
That's weird. It should have $1,000 on there.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't ever use this. It's a credit card.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, she usually always have $1,000 limit at least.
I'm gonna go look right now.
Okay.
On the account and see what it says on my account.
Okay. I'm not going anywhere, so I'll be right here.
Okay. Yeah, it says my current balance is $982.11.
Oh, that's the current balance. So usually the balance would have to be paid on that before you could spend again, though.
No, that's how much current balance is $17. My available credit is $982.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah,
because it came back as insufficient funds, as if, like, the funding wasn't available. Interesting. Did you get a notification maybe via email just to, like, verify the transaction? That could be the case, too.
Let me check. I don't believe that I did.
Yeah, because you got to remember, we're in California, so it's coming as
an
out-of-state.
It should be like, oh, hey, Someone's trying to see your stuff.
Yeah,
but no,
exactly.
I'm not seeing anything. Oh, that's the wrong email. My bad.
No, no worries. Yeah, because my bank does that, too.
Oh.
Like, if I do an out-of-state transaction for anything.
I did do that. Did you recognize this purchase? Yes,
yeah,
I recognize
that's what it.
It
is. Yep, yeah, you got to verify. Yeah, because you're in Oregon,
right,
so it's like, what the heck is going
go.
On? Okay, let me try again.
Okay.
That's probably what it was. It means you have a good bank.
That's good. Capital One.
Yeah, no, they're taking care of you. They're like, we're not going to give them any money until we verify that, she says.
Right. You know, I really appreciate it if they would do that for me.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. So it was approved this time. So you're going to get you're going to get a welcome text message and a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect. Okay, it might seem a little bit overwhelming in the beginning, right? But the text is going to have an outline of the agreement. So it'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Or it'll say, like, Cheyenne, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice. And then it'll say, click here.
Okay.
And so that's an outline of the agreement in black and white. This is also in your email. So even though you guys aren't binded to a contract, I made sure it was all documented that you're getting everything in that Platinum Premier bundle at that discounted price. It'll have the billing date, the cancellation policy, everything in black and white. And then at the bottom, you got to sign off on it.
Okay.
And then there'll be a little box that you have to check, too, to verify that it was you, kind of like with your bank. But
right.
That way it's not somebody pretending to be you or using your card.
No. Right.
And then the invoice receipts emailed over to you, too. So I know you said, like, I don't know what to do with the taxes. You're going to want to save that because we don't send you a paper receipt. It's a digital receipt.
Okay.
Okay? So, like, star it in your email, and then when we get there at the beginning of the year, you'll be able to write all of this off. So you'll actually get it back that way and with the clients that are coming in.
Okay.
Yep. That's always a benefit, too. In the hindsight of everything, it won't actually cost you anything to do all this stuff. It's kind of
okay. And then... So for my taxes and stuff like, so the other advertisements like done will go on it, right? And then like me buying the license and stuff, is that a tax write-off as well?
Yeah, so anything that has to do with getting the business up and running is a write-off.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Like literally think about it, like, okay, does this have to do with Post Services LLC? Yes? Okay, write-off. Like, you know,
okay. Anything,
even some things that aren't, you know what I mean? Like I use the business card for my own personal gas, you know, like going to
right.
and from work every day. Like they're not out in the field using that for the tree company or the painting company. They have separate trucks and separate cards, you know, but I still put
right.
everything
so, like,
on there.
Even eating on the job, that's a write-off.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Like I've even written off food. Like, hey, this is something that I had for my work lunch. Went across the street, had a steak, put it on a company card. I told them, hey, that was for an employee. You know
like,
what I mean?
I mean, heck, yeah. You could even go grocery shopping and be like, no, that food was specifically for my month lunches for my job, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, we have a work office, technically. Yeah, and then it's like, okay, they go in the fridge and then they eat that. Like, you know, that's business expenses. So those are all
right.
All right. Like, I learned that from our CEO here. He's actually, I made friends with him. And then he's like, yeah, all those vending machines downstairs, all that stuff. Like, everybody loves those vending machines. We get them for, like, the actual price. Like, a bag of chips is, like, 75 cents. It's not even a dollar. And people are like, how do you do this? And he's like, well, I buy it from Costco. I say it's a business expense. And then I sell it to you guys for what I get it for. So I'm not making any money off of you guys. I'm just putting it in there and writing it off. And that's that, you know? So,
right.
Yeah,
that's
kind of nice. Yeah. Get everything for real cheap. You can go in there and get a whole lunch out of there. Or a penny.
Yeah.
But, okay. So I have, okay. I didn't get your terms and conditions back. So try to sign that as soon as possible, okay? No rush, but, yeah, definitely want to get it done before the client interview.
You're like, no rush, but now would be great.
No, before 10 a.m. tomorrow. Before 10 a.m. tomorrow, if you guys want to read it. You always have it in there, too. So even after you sign it, you can still go go back in there, you'll have it. But there is a security question. Okay, it's the last thing here. We're almost done. Security question is just in case you want to verify one of our employees that's contacting you before you give them any information, as well as if you or Kenneth call in, we're going to want to verify the security question before we make any major changes to your account or provide any access to, like, billing information. So you have three different options. You have three different options for the security question. It could be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go first pet's name.
Okay, that one's pretty popular. Okay, and then what was your first pet's name?
Thunder.
Thunder, I like that. Reminds me of Cars. Cars, he's like, good job, Thunder. And he's like, what, Thunder? Why are you calling me Thunder? And he's like, because Thunder comes after Lightning. And he's named Lightning McQueen. I don't have little boys or anything, you know. Okay. All right, I like that, though, Thunder. Okay, and it's pretty specific, so I don't think anybody would know that. But make sure Kenneth knows if he calls in. Unless he's calling me directly, obviously I'll know it's him. I won't give him a hard time, but... if it's one of my other reps, we're going to ask that question.
Well, you could.
Yeah, I might. If I see you making a bunch of money and I'm jealous, I'll be like, hey, I need you to do a couple backflips. So I'm just kidding. All right, so I got the business profile set up. Everything's squared away, ready to go. So this is like the post-call briefing, okay? These are the things that I want you to keep in mind. I know it was a long conversation, but these are just really crucial in order to make sure everything gets up and running as soon as possible and the setup goes as smoothly as possible.
Stop.
So first thing is the client interview tomorrow between 10 and 11. I'm going to text you 1 hour before, just as a reminder, try to have you and Kenneth both present, okay?
Okay.
All right. The second thing is the PIN verification letter from Google. It takes about 3 to 5 days to receive on average. They do say 7 days just in case it goes over. You know, the mail system is the mail system, or maybe you guys forget to check your mailbox. But there's a 5-digit code on the back of that postcard when it comes in the mail that we need from you. So you could call in with it. You could text in with it. You could email it to us. Just make sure that you can send that in. You only have to do that one time for as long as you own your company. So if you and Kenneth cancel our services 6 months from now, you're still verified on Google. You still have all your Google reviews. You're still up there in a better position than we're finding you in today. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Credibility factor will still be there. You just won't show up for people Googling your services if you stop using it, basically. We don't go and delete all the other stuff. Okay, so you'll still have those.
Okay.
Huge building block. And then send in any photos or logo that you want used for the website. Like I said, we're building you a whole new website from scratch. It's a custom website design. And then...
Do I send them to you? Or...
I sent them to you. Let me actually verify this, too. Can you go to your text messages?
I think you sent them to his.
That's what I was worried about. Yeah, so I think I sent it to him. Let me resend it to you right now anyway. I could just copy and paste it. That way you have it too.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, send them to that email address. It's photos@localsplash.com. And then I'm going to resend you the website examples too.
Okay.
Those ones went to him. Actually, your welcome text message that I was trying to get you to sign off on, that went to him too. And the he's just getting blown up with messages right now. I don't even know if he knows that they're coming through.
He's not. He's talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he can't see him. He's probably got his head vibrating, wondering what the heck's going on. All right.
Probably.
There you go. So you should have him now. And then I'm going to read that.
Yes, I got the photos on Local Flash.
Yep. All right, let me send the outline of the agreement, too.
Stuff.
Yeah, those are the website examples. That way you guys can, you know, when you're bedding down in the evening, maybe you can pull that up and then check out, you know, some of the website layouts and see if you find one that you kind of want to go with for that client interview tomorrow. So that's basically it, though, Cheyenne. So it's client interview, PIN verification, send in any photos and logo, and then obviously sign off on that subscription terms when you get a chance. So those main four things, OK? okay? After that, it's pretty much smooth sailing for you guys. Just got to be responsive to the customers and tell Kenneth to try to smile and generate as good of reviews as he can.
All right.
All right, and then I'm still here with you. Okay, I know you said it earlier in the call. You guys aren't, like, super tech-savvy, so if you have questions, comments, concerns along the way, even if it's not something that we're particularly doing with doing for you, don't hesitate to call and ask. You know, no questions or dumb questions. We want to make sure that the company's doing well. You know, like I said, if you guys aren't getting paid, we're not getting paid, so, you know, we'll make sure everything's going smoothly.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then I will circle back with you guys between 10 and 11 tomorrow for that client interview.
Awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.